Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a precious opportunity for us to take time out to listen to the Bible and to hear what God has to say to us. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. My child, never forget the things I've taught you. Store my commands in your heart. If you do this, you will live many years and your life will be satisfying. What's your memory like? Time and again, I trudge upstairs to get something and haven't a clue what I'm looking for by the time I get there. Pathetically, I try to find something else useful to do while I'm there, just to justify the journey. I would love to think that you have never had such an experience, but I have reason to believe that I might not be alone. Forgetting things is part of the human condition, and always has been, and the writer of Proverbs addresses the issue repeatedly. He urges us not to forget what we've been taught, whether it was by our parents or our spiritual teachers. This involves planning. We need to pepper our lives with reminders of the essential truths. We need to evolve a rhythm to our lives so that we are repeatedly reminded of what matters most. From earliest times, Jews had a variety of articles which gave them a constant reminder of the law. Phylacteries are small leather boxes which contain the Hebrew text on vellum and are worn by some Jewish men at morning prayer as a reminder to keep the law. And on the door frame of their homes, they affix a mezuzah, a decorative case containing the Jewish prayer, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength. It's good for us all to build into our lives reminders of God's love and faithfulness, triggers that will keep us on track and prevent us from forgetting about God. It doesn't matter how we do this. Some people have Bible verses on their walls or on fridge magnets or receive verses by email or app. What matters is that we don't forget. Supremely, we have the communion service or Eucharist, which Jesus gave to us as a way of ensuring that we'd not forget his sacrificial death for us on the cross. Let me pray with you. Loving Father, help us never to forget your perfect love for us and for this needy world. Amen. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you'll have a great day and will join me for Be Still and Know every weekday here on Premiere.